The Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life released a study in 2012 which explored the rise of the so-called nuns, spelled N-O-N-E-S. These are those who, when they came across a question about their religious preferences on a survey, checked the box labeled nun. The results of this study are pretty staggering, indicating that 1 in 5 American adults fall into this category. Far from a recent revolution, Philip Barlow, professor of religious studies at Utah State University, says that this pull away from religious organization in general dates even as far back to colonial America.
That's blossomed in the last decade or two to a decreasing allegiance to organizations as such. So it's important to see it in that context. It's not just religion, but it's banks and it's Congress and it's institutions.
However, the Pew research team is careful in how they define the nuns. Although this group does not claim a specific religion, these individuals still say that spirituality is a priority. Barlow says that phrases such as, "I'm spiritual but not religious," or "nature is my religion," are common within this group. Wayne Jacobson is a California pastor of 20 years, as well as an author and speaker. In Jacobson's newest book, Finding Church, he explores this question of the nuns, why they feel so frustrated, and where they are going to find spiritual fulfillment.
People aren't necessarily done with God or done with a spiritual journey, but there are more and more people who are increasingly frustrated or alienated or isolated from what we normally have as a Sunday morning congregational meeting. And I think in our time, they've become less engaging relationally, more a production, more a meeting, more a ritual than helping people really embrace what it is to live deeply in Jesus.
Jacobson says that as more people find that they are no longer engaged by traditional Sunday worship, they begin to look for other options. Data gathered by the Hartford Institute of Religion Research indicates that while around 40% of Americans say they go to church each week, less than 20% actually attend. Jacobson says that this doesn't mean less people are interested in religion, but that they are looking inward rather than outward for spiritual fulfillment.
The other way is that people connect more relationally. They see it in the twos and threes of getting together for coffee or going out to dinner or meeting in a home, but not necessarily every week the same group of people trying to reincubate a ritual. It's more people that want to have enduring conversations about what it is to know Jesus, what it is to live like he lived in the world, what it means to follow him, and how is it that we encourage other people to do that.
So how does Utah stand up against this trend? Barlow says that Utah presents a very distinct region of the United States, with its inhabitants belonging predominantly to the Mormon Church. He says that the LDS Church is perhaps the primary antithesis of "I'm spiritual but not religious" in the country.
I don't know of any more tightly organized religious body in the world than the LDS Church. So there's plenty of "I'm spiritual but not religious, I want freedom from organized religion," but there's a pulling back. But it runs against a stronger current within the LDS Church.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allie Snow.